This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hi, everybody. Hey. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Welcome to another Project Runway Season 18, Episode 13. I am On Mikhail, underwear designer and your ultimate fashion guide. To my left, I have a swatch queen, Geraldine Jovan.
Hi, everybody.
To her left, I have former model who works for LA Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week, and Chicago Runways, Bria Williams.
Hey.
And, ooh, I love it. And to her left, I have Cody Apperson, who used to be a stylist at J. Crew for 6 years.
Yep.
Here, they're clapping for you, too.
Oh, thanks, guys. What's up?
You didn't clap last night.
No.
I don't know. Well, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Well, I want to hear quickly, we have like a busy episode, but quickly, overall thoughts. Today, they got 2 days to choose 3 pieces from their collection that they worked on for 5 months now for Fashion Week. And maybe one of them or two of them or three of them won show on Fashion Week. So who knows? And we don't know yet. But what do you think? Geraldine, let's start with you.
Oh, I'm so honored that you picked me first.
I know, it's like the last 2 episodes. I want to keep you close.
Yes. So. I was so impressed with everybody's designs. I really thought that it just showed how talented each designer is when they get the time to do what they actually want to do. Some of their stuff was just so wearable for every day, or certain pieces, I would want to wear them all the time. The one designer I was a little, like, not disappointed, but just, like, shocked and surprised was Jeffrey, because I did expect him to have stronger looks. But at the same time, it's really hard when you've created such strong looks and then you're like, oh, you can only pick three. So it's like, you know. But It was such a good episode. They all did great.
Okay. Bria?
So I thought they put that $10,000 to use, honey.
You look like $10,000,
yes,
right?
Yes, you do. $20,000.
Okay. I don't know where you've been last week, but...
Thank you, guys.
But no, it worked again. For you.
Thanks. But, yeah, I thought they put their money to work. I thought that the 5 months really helped all of them out. You really got to see them do them at their best level. So I thought today was good. And to give us a collection of their entire work so they can put their variety in, I thought was good, too.
Cody?
Yeah, I was blown away by everybody. Like, I feel like every week we always have someone who's like, ooh, that was rough, or they should have listened to Christian. But like every all three looks that went down the runway for all four designers, I was like, this is freaking awesome. Whether or not, I mean, I agree with you, mm-hmm. Jeffrey was a little rough, but mm-hmm. I think what he was going for was really awesome.
Agreed.
In its own right. And all of them had, the judges said it, the designers all had their own vision, their own style. And I think they all did a really good job.
Agree.
I was really impressed.
Yeah, I agree with you all. It was pretty amazing. Yeah, I'm skeptical about Jeffrey too, but other than that, it's like it was so exciting to see final looks from them, like really like well made, not like rushed for like 2 days or like 1 day or like, I don't know, not sleeping overnight and doing something. It was really like a final thing. It looked like legit wow.
Yeah.
So I really loved that. But guys, let's just stop for a second because we have Nancy with us today in the studio. And
yay!
I'm so excited. So
yeah,
so
we
do. Hi, Nancy.
Yay! Hi.
Hi, Mom. How do you feel saying that to her? Actually, Bria,
so happy to see her.
How are you tonight? It's
I'm
so late
great.
In
I'm
your
great.
Time, right?
It's a fun night. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being with us here.
Yes, you're such a trooper, despite the... We were waiting, too. One of my friends invited me to a screening, and I'm like, no, I have a really important interview, and I'm not going to miss it.
Well, Bria, start with your first question to your mom.
For your mom.
Okay, yeah, like... let me just start it off. Let me give you something good. So... despite Christian's suggestions at times, you consistently have a solid vision and stick with it. What strategy have you been using as a designer to get you this far in the competition?
Bria, are you trying to say I'm very stubborn?
No.
Well, is that a nice way of telling your mother that she's very stubborn?
I'm just saying that you know what you want and you stick with it, and I adore you for that.
You have to believe in yourself. And I know my process looks a little strange to some people.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Not the norm, but I always believed in it. And Christian would give me great advice and I would take it. But there were times where I knew where I was going and I had to then just believe that I would get there.
Yeah.
Which most times I did.
Yeah.
Yes. That's such good advice, too.
It is.
Yeah. Yep. Stay true.
You do. You really do, I feel like, stay true to mm-hmm. your looks. I think consistently. Mm-hmm. That's something we talk about with all the contestants, too. Like, we know your collections. Like, we can say, this is Nancy's collection. This mm-hmm. is Victoria's collection. This is Sergio's. Like, we know your collection. You guys are really good at having your own little niche and staying true to it.
Yes, sure. I agree. I agree with that.
And just the creativity. Like, I thought tonight when you did the wine bag and... I was like, Brandon should have. I wanted more appreciation from Brandon than what he gave you, because that was just like it looked good, and it was the wine. I'm a wino.
Yeah,
it
was just genius.
I'm a wino too, so.
It was just genius, and you didn't get enough credit for that. So we're giving it to you.
It sounds like you know your audience.
If you saw that in person, trust me. If you saw that in person, I got it at a thrift store. The bag. I took all my pieces. It was zero waste. Wove it, hand sewed it. I mean, a lot of work. And it actually is a work of art. And I put it out on the runway with the suit. It was not originally meant for the suit, but I did want their feedback. But guess what? I love the bag.
You would love the bag. And the suit, the tailored suit, I would wear each piece a million mm-hmm. different ways.
Yeah.
Oh, like, the tailored suit was insane. Killer. I'm like, oh,
I want to wear the tailored suit.
So,
with a nice pair of heels.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Relax over there, okay? Relax.
You can be my auntie since you're Bria's mom.
Oh, absolutely.
So Aunt Nancy, you're so inspiring. And just, you know, the fact that, you know, you are the oldest designer to ever be on Project Runway. And you've just killed it and come off so vibrant and more youthful than any of the other designers on the show. So what would you tell other people who have a passion for something, but they're too afraid to switch career paths?
I think it's funny because in Elaine's book, More Than Enough, she says something, and I heard her say it also on a show, and it's really true. It's make fear your friend.
Mm.
And you think about it, and instead of being afraid, and I think that's my strength as a designer, I'm fearless. Like, having been through and the challenges I've been through in the real stuff, in the real world, what should I be afraid of in making fashion? And yes, it was a big jump to leave my job. I mean, you know, I've talked about a single parent working those three jobs, four jobs, one time five jobs. I had the financial security. But I was always frugal, so I had money saved. So I did have that. But to take that leap and walk away was courageous. But it's where I finally felt at home. Like, I don't think I could be the fearless designer if I didn't go through everything I went through in life. And fortunately, I have enough energy. And I think that's why I have so much energy. I'm living my real life. And I just... I this is 7 days a week. I mean, I put, 75 hours is an easy week for me.
Wow.
Dang.
Such an inspiration.
Right? Yeah.
And don't look like you lost a nick of sleep.
Well, yeah. I have a question for you. So how has being on the show, competing with against other top designers, changed and shaped you as a designer yourself?
Well, on the show, I never felt truly that I was competing against the designers. I was always competing against me. But I think listening to the judges and being surrounded by such talent, there's something that Brandon said when he was talking to one of us. He was saying, you know, you're all good designers, but what makes a great designer is somebody who has been knocked down and gets back up stronger. And when he said that, I felt like I could call myself a great designer. I'm not the fastest. You saw that. I'm not the fastest. But I think this experience has showed me that I actually am, and I believe I'm a great designer.
You are.
Oh, absolutely. You
are? Yeah. We think you are. Thank and that's you. What matters, you know?
So we would like to know who Nancy is outside of the show. You've tapped into some of the work you do with different organizations. So, like, how is, like, what helps fuel your passion as a designer?
Well, what you saw on the show is, like, what you get. I mean, it's the same person. I'm actually a little more organized, as you saw tonight with my charts and dates.
Yeah,
and,
that was impressive.
Lists, I do lists. But it's just, like, I don't want to be a designer. I need to be a designer. I need to get these ideas out. But I ask myself, and I don't have this answer, why me? Why am I blessed? Why at my age am I still strong enough that I got to live this dream? And for me, it's got to be about doing good with my fashion. I just have this need that I've now used my fashion for bringing awareness to organizations to empower women, to help disadvantaged children, the inclusivity. I think this is what it's all about. If it was about the money, I would have stayed in my job that I worked my whole life to get to. I just there's a reason I'm getting to do it, and I'm gonna live it. I'm gonna live it.
That's right.
That's really amazing, Nancy. Like that's impeccable. We love you, girl.
Thank you.
You can be my mom too, by the way.
You guys are like, just so, oh my god.
We just hype you up, Nancy.
Being this far away, I want to hug y'all.
Right, we should all grab dinner.
I'll come to Philly. I'm in Philly a lot, so. And Bria, I guess. So.
Oh, we'll come to you.
We'll just...
Or vice versa. We'll just make it like a biannual thing.
Yeah, you need to visit LA, though.
Let's do it.
Bria, go for it.
All right, Nancy. So what lessons have you taken away from the show?
Never make big pants and oversized coats and all that crazy stuff. No, And actually, when you try my pants on, you'll never wear another pair of pants.
I totally believe that.
They're cool, they're sexy. You know, I just got the bad fabric. What lessons? lessons? What? Oh, so many things. For me, kindness. I don't know. I mean, I learned fashion things, but it's just the importance of being kind to people. And I always celebrated our differences. Like, if I look at the screen, you right now, all four of you are dressed differently. And that's to be celebrated. Our differences should be celebrated. Mm-hmm. And so when I never felt a need to, like, I could find something I liked about everybody's designs. If I was a judge, we'd all still be 16 people there because we all had something to contribute. So I just, again, that it's okay to be kind and you can still move ahead. Yeah. You don't have to put people down to bring yourself up.
How did you feel when you're how did you feel when you were watching the show back and you saw some of the shady things people were saying about you?
Because we got mad here.
We got mad for you.
You know, some people can say it's editing and yes, but that my one son begged me not to go on the show, actually. I have been actually multiple times a victim of adult bullying. And people don't really understand what that is, and it's prevalent, and they don't think it's a big deal. So he's seen the pain when I've been bullied, and let's face it, I was walking into a situation that could promote it or social media.
Mm-hmm.
but I needed to do this, and I felt I was strong enough because I don't consider myself a victim, but it triggered. I mean, things that were happening really triggered memories of being bullied in the past, and it was real for me. I don't give up. I don't give up. And, it's made me who I am. Mm-hmm. So it's hard. It's hard to hear. I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, because it did. It hurt.
Yeah. I think that's really important to say, that how you say you're not going to say it doesn't matter, because it does, because some people will brush it off of their shoulders and act tough. But for you to wear your heart on your sleeve and be vulnerable like that is very strong of you.
Yeah.
Well, I used to be the other person. I used to be keep all my feelings inside and say, oh, it doesn't matter. It matters. It does. What we say, what we talk about people behind their back, that's adult bullying. It's mm-hmm. passive aggressive. When we exclude people, it's there. And it's hard to talk about, you know, when you've been a victim of something. But not being a victim is owning it. You allowed that in your life, and right. I won't allow it.
That's right.
And I won't promote it. Like, I won't, when all these great comments I'm getting on social media, if in the same statement they're putting somebody else down, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't put a heart on it just because they said something nice about me. If they're doing it at the same time, put somebody else down, mm-hmm. I just, like, bypass it.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. And if you guys don't mind, I want to circle back to what you said about you learned a lot of kindness, because that's something that we've noticed from you throughout the entire season, was that you were kind. Like, you never had bad words in your mouth coming about other people or about yourself or anything. And it just goes to show, like, really, and I say this all the time, like, in this industry, in the fast industry, in mm-hmm. film, television, music, there's so many mm-hmm. people who are so mean and condescending to others. And it's like, you don't need to be an a-hole to get ahead. Like, you really don't have to behave that way, and it's...
Why are you looking at us?
Because I'm talking to everybody.
I think right, is the same for me. No.
We're a group here. And it's just, it's really, it was something that we noticed, and I really appreciate about you, is that you were always very kind and wonderful throughout mm-hmm. the series. Season.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, I wear my no hate bracelet every day. Even if I'm by myself in my house, I put it on. Not to support every community person, but just that's how I want to live my life. That's and it's important to me. And when they told me I could actually, because when I first showed up on the set, I had to cover it up because of the copyright, and they got permission. So when I feel that I wear this every day, but I try to live it too. Not always. There's times.
Like, right. You're still human.
That message.
Hearts
you know,
for Nancy.
Get in your head, but.
Oh yeah, I'm sending you a heart. I'm sending you a heart.
Well, speaking of kindness and kind of collaborating, if you were given the chance to collaborate with one designer from season 18 for a Paris Fashion Week show, who would you choose and why?
Wow.
Now, Bria. Daughter. That would be like, should I choose my daughter Bria or my son's? You know, how do you pick one child? I would clone. You know what? I would clone. And now try to figure this out. Because you know what? I was actually getting some hate tweets tonight because of that I stood up to about Sergio. Mm-hmm. People started to not be nice to me because I was pointing out that the kindness that Sergio did share. But this is what I would clone Jeffrey and Sergio.
That's
amazing.
Together.
I love it.
Yeah.
And
that'll be a good show.
Designer.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
That'd be a good show.
That'd be fun.
Wait, Nancy, I have a question. Yeah. Because we're in LA and you know a lot of people here are stylists and did like dressing celebrities. where can we get your designs? To celebrity. Well, where are you selling? If you're selling, where is it?
Yeah, that's
because this dress from Nancy today.
Yes, you can get Nancy Volpe Behringer Designs at nancyvolpebehringer.com.
Yeah. Ooh, I love it. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the dress today that Didi was wearing, it's
phenomenal.
It have to have a moment on a red carpet, and yes, it have to happen. So.
I know. Oh, Didi.
It's so good.
I mean, real Didi.
I know.
Oh yeah, great.
They're amazing.
They are amazing. They reached out to us last week, and mm-hmm, we're going to have them next week. Yeah.
The universe brought me Didi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
The universe brought me Didi.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, Nancy, what else do you have planned for 2020? What goals do you have? What are you doing the rest of the year? What's going on?
If I wish you could read my Instagram, because the messages I'm getting from around the world, I'm getting messages from wheelchair users that I'm going to meet up with. I'm going to Nova Scotia for a senior community with arts and education with disabilities. I have this little 7-year-old super fan, Reese, in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
He, since preschool, had wanted to be a fashion designer. And I found out his address, and I sent him a Fancy Nancy book and some of my fabric and a little kit. You should see the video. His mother said it's the best day of his life. So I need to shout out to Reese. I have a person who called me that has a full-time catheter. I mean, there's so many opportunities now. My life has changed, and now it's just a matter of how do I fit it all in? Mm-hmm. Like, how do I fit it all in? Again, for me, being a relevant designer is giving back. I think the adaptive design is something I've always been interested in. And I just got to go for it, too. I got to pursue it.
Go spread the
her
love.
Yeah. Thank you, yes. Nancy.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight.
No, you can't leave me, children.
I know. Thank you so much for just being a beam of light this season.
Out of my heart. I love you all.
We love you. And your energy is amazing.
Yeah, really. You're keep being a blessing. You're such a great person.
Can you tag where we can get all of your information, your designs, and everything for us one more time?
Okay, so it's Instagram is at Nancy Volpe Behringer. And then again, Nancy Volpe Behringer has all of my .com, has all my designs. And, I do custom work also. But yeah, I'm ready to go. Contact me. Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Have a great night.
Love you.
Love you.
Mwah. Mwah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Nancy. Bye.
Love you, girl.
She's so awesome.
Oh, I love her.
I know.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Listen, guys. Well, you guys up there, I need more time today for the show. So I'm telling you before you are like stopping me. But let's jump to the first look. And it's actually Nancy. I mean, the first name, Nancy. It's three looks.
Yep.
Yes. No? Yes. Okay, yes. Talk to me. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
I'm very flexible.
Yeah. Let her daughter start.
I'll start. So I love this. I love the fact that, like Nancy just talked about, she loves helping those that, are in wheelchairs and making them look gorgeous as well. I didn't exactly agree when she said she was bringing us back to the past. Not Nancy. Who mentioned it?
Yeah.
Elaine.
Yeah.
Elaine. Mm-hmm.
She mentioned she was bringing us back to the past. I didn't get that vibe from this at all. I really did like it. I think Nancy went outside of the box because Nancy is always doing oversized clothes, and she went there this week. She made a more fitted suit, and I
can't
applaud her for that.
More fit than that.
She never does anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm just on a high from Nancy already. So, I loved it. I loved it.
Each piece was her rising to the occasion based on past critiques she had received.
Yeah.
Again, I had already told her I was really disappointed when Brandon didn't receive her wine bag. I just was like, what? Like, that was genius. So with the look that Didi has on, I loved it walking out. I know they asked for Didi to take the neck
scarf
off. And it is a stunning dress. But at the same time, with the neck piece on, it's eclectic and unique. Yep. I could see Rihanna wearing this with the neck piece.
Yeah.
So what I thought, because even when Didi took the neck piece off and was holding it, it looked like a bag. So I thought that once Didi got to the end of the runway, they could have taken it off and did a reveal. Because reveals always like steal the show. So other than that, each look, I just loved it. And the first look that came out, I liked it. You know, I always do my like and love. I liked that one. And then once she turned it into the cape, I was like, okay, I love it. Yeah. Like, this is just amazing. So, yeah, I was here for it.
Cody?
Yeah, I think she blew it out of the water today. The fitted suit is amazing. I would wear that suit. I don't see how it's, like, sending us in the past. I think these patterns are very in and modern and trending right now. Mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful. I do see what she's saying. Maybe put some solids in there, just, like, break it up. But I don't think it needs to be broken up. The first look, I did love the reveal. I thought that was really, I thought it added so much to it. I can't think of the adjective I want. But I loved what Nancy did and how she works with people, how she designs for people in wheelchairs. Yeah. I just feel like the top of this dress needed to be a little more fitted.
A little more tailored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just looked like it was, like, placed on her.
Mm-hmm. But nothing of the past. Very futuristic looks to me. Yeah. Same. Present and futuristic.
And I agree with you, Drossin. The dress looked great without the neck. I guess the infinity scarf, is that what that
is? Yeah, yeah.
It looked great with it. Or it looked great without it, but with it, I still thought it was very fun and different.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I love the suit. Like, I don't want to change anything besides the hair of the model, which is just nothing about Nancy. Like, you know, her, like, the whole suit look is sick. If she had just modern hair, like maybe in a tie,
a tight
just
bun.
Like, a bun or whatever, it will be like the sickest like look of the season for me.
I agree.
The first look was kind of messy for me, but maybe just because of the colors, just I couldn't see the silhouette or anything for it. Mm. But it just went to, like, it just very Nancy, so I loved that she used it. And then the dress on Didi. I didn't love the neck scarf. Love this dress. This fabric that she chose, it's wow, next level. And again, Nancy, I'll say it again now. I have to dress somebody with this. Like, some celebrity have to dress it. So, Nancy, I'll talk to you. But let's move on to Jeffrey. Jeroz, let me start.
So, again, out of all the designers, like, all the designers I have love, love, love. But with Jeffrey, I have like. I loved pieces of his looks. Like, I love the jackets. Mm-hmm. The first look, the purple look, I liked both pieces, just not so much together. That second look, I felt like it was very costumey. It looked like an intergalactic school principal in a movie, you know, like in the movie Sky High or something. That's one of my favorite movies. And the last look, I actually did like it. It's a really good streetwear look, but at the same time, when I look at all of them, I do think the first two are cohesive. The second one, it just doesn't really fit. So it wasn't like a meshing type collection, if that even makes sense, which it probably doesn't. But I wasn't as impressed with Jeffrey as I thought I would be, because I had wrote down, you know, remember he was late when Christian went to his house. He didn't really have much finish. And I had said Jeffrey was behind, but he's always been late and somehow manages to rise to the occasion and come out the winner. Mm-hmm. So I was looking forward to see what he was going to do and how he was just going to show us like, yeah, I was late, but it didn't happen this week.
Yeah, I think kind of the same. Like, I think, like, Jeffrey's collection is this. I don't really think Jeffrey's collections ever kind of mesh together. He kind of does individual pieces. But I do think that the first and the last look kind of went, like you said, the second look just didn't go. And so that was kind of confusing. Which way was he going this time? But definitely pieces I did like as well. I loved the purple jacket. Looks like a oversized bomber jacket that I would wear. But I agreed to, like, maybe a shorter skirt. So yeah, it was more of pieces for me for Jeffrey this week, but still all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty, both of what you said is like very nail on the head. Like, the jacket and the dress are both beautiful, but should probably be separate, or a shorter skirt. The second one, it, it has so much potential, and I really like the idea behind it, but it needs to be fitted differently. And it, to me, it looks like futuristic Elphaba.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's, there's something not on point, but the idea behind it is really exciting and fun. And then the third look, I actually really liked it. Again, kind of agreeing with you, it's not all cohesive, but the third look at least was like very fun, like streetwear, very fashion forward. I like that one the most of these looks. But I also think that Jeffrey was kind of panicking between like what looks to put on the runway, whether he wants to put his best foot forward, or he was debating if he wanted to get feedback on these other things. And so I think he kind of went for a feedback thing.
Right.
And so I'm actually very curious to see what his other designs final designs came out as.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think these are the highlights of his collection.
I feel like I agree with all of you. I feel like the first look, if he changed the skirt, like the jacket is very him. It reminds me like the look from last week on the Vaso. And then the third one, it's just like going together, like the coats. Yeah, there's a lot going on there. He needs to like minimalize it. And then like, because the two coats are so sick. The middle look just not going with the whole thing. And I'm just like, yeah, I agree with you. I think that he wanted the feedback because the jacket, the big black jacket that he was letting Christian wear on the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This was like a sick jacket. So if this jacket was in the middle here, we'll all be like on different... Mm-hmm. It will all look completely different.
Yeah.
If he had like this big black jacket in the middle. So I think he just wanted like advice for the middle look. But let's hope that he made it to fashion because I want to see this look.
I'm I want to see his line.
Okay, let's move on to Victoria. Who want to start?
Me.
Of course.
Because I really liked it. Victoria was given time. She was able to do her thing.
I have to say that she looks amazing.
Yeah. She looked, yeah, I know, you were so into, yeah, we love her highlights and the revamp she did, she gave herself. But her pieces, I out of everyone, of course, like, everyone's looks were very high fashion and for, like, red carpets or for an actual runway show, a collection. With Victoria's looks, like, these are pieces that I can see myself buying at, like, a Zara, Nordstrom.
A lot of them.
And wearing it. Like, I can actually wear this. Oh, I can wear this to work. I can wear this to a brunch. I can't wear Jeffrey, Nancy's, and Sergio's looks on it every day. So what I liked about all of Victoria's looks were they were everyday looks for every woman.
And I feel like this is what they're looking for.
Yes.
That's what they said. They're looking for retail ready stuff.
Yes. And to me, she was the only one that really did that with her look. So I loved it. I was here for it. And I love each look.
So I think Victoria's been doing that since the beginning. Mm. Since the beginning, I too have been saying that Victoria she's making a collection. That's what she was doing the entire show. Her clothes are, her designs are definitely more boutique designs, ones that you can go into the store and know that that's her collection versus more of a red carpet high fashion look. So she definitely is setting herself up for, like you guys are saying, the retail store. Mm-hmm. So like you said, draw some.
And I think that's what she wants because she had the store for years and now she's ready for the big buckets. You know, like Nordstrom, Macy's.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
We see your vision,
Victoria. All wearable. Yeah, I loved it. So this was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one of the first things I thought is that she's already had a store where all the clothes were hers already. So it's like she kind of has this experience of putting a collection together. Mm-hmm. So, and I was very impressed with her looks. And they are very true to her design, which is great because we all want to see what they are and who they are. And I loved the sparkly one, her third look. I thought that was so much fun, and the judges thought it was like cheap looking. And I was like, I thought that was freaking cute. I was all about that one.
Yeah.
And I agree. They do look like you could find them at like Nordstrom. Like they look nice,
right?
But not like overly elegant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't like the look that you like the sparkly one, because the other two are just very like, I can take each piece of it and it's perfect. Like this piece is like perfect to go to a store. This one, like the sparkly one, just didn't fit well. Like the hoodie thing, like the whole thing
Like Mama Shelter or something.
I know, it just wasn't wasn't working for me. But other than that, like it was very like retail ready, and I feel like she is proving here that she's not a big, like, she's a designer that's ready to go out there and sell and make money because it's very streetwear and this is what people want to buy, you know? Because all the other dresses that I adore, it's only for like red carpet moments or like galas or like many people in the world doing that, you know? So, yeah. Okay, and last one, Sergio.
I want to go last. Okay, I want to go even after you.
Wow, okay.
Ooh. I'll go first.
Okay.
I think these are red carpet looks, like we were just talking about, more of the more extravagant looks. I wasn't a fan of the sheer, like a lot of the judges weren't, but Sergio's detail is impeccable. Like I can't fault him for that. Like you can tell he puts in work with his designs and they're very classy. They're very, what's the word? I want to say expensive. I can't think of a word for it.
Fancy?
Lux.
Yeah, I would say Lux.
Couture.
Wow, couture. Yes, couture. There we go. Very couture. So his designs are definitely one I would say, oh, I'm doing a red carpet. What does he have?
Yeah.
So,
and that's his clients, like at least before this show.
But, so, yeah. So his quality, the way he does it, his couture, it's great. I just wasn't a fan of this year, but besides that, he did what he always does.
Cody?
I loved all three of them. The sheer one, it was very funny. He like claimed that he meant for it to be like that, but he didn't actually mean for it to be like that, but he covered it up very well. If it was meant to be lingerie, I do think it is very beautiful, but I think we know it wasn't supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So that's just something that could be fixed. But I did think she turned around and I was like, that's real sexy. Like, it's a beautiful garment, regardless of whether or not it belongs in this lineup. The second one was just interesting and different, like definitely like a runway look you see it once and you're like, oh wow, that's beautiful, and that's kind of it. I love the third one. I was all about that fringe. I feel like it could be worn on the runway or like a nicer party or anything. And that one I just really liked. I flowed beautifully and he did an excellent job. And we didn't see the inside of it, but he said the inside of it is as detailed as the outside of it.
I'm sure it is.
Maybe it's reversible.
I loved it. It wasn't the best. I feel like I saw better things from him during the season, to be honest. I mean, the fringes dress is amazing. I really wish that, like, I mean, the model had a different shape. I mean, I just need in this dress some more boobies, but it's just like little things that will make it better. Mm-hmm. The lingerie thing wasn't right for me at all because it's just like you can see a lot of lines and things that it wasn't the design. It just happened, and you can see that he's disappointing too, but he's always standing to his design, and like no matter what, it's perfect for him. So it wasn't Sergio at its best, but it was good. I mean, yeah. Talk to me.
Oh my amazing, God. Astounding. I loved each look, especially at the end when he explained the meaning behind his collection. And this is where I'm going to get into defending him, right? So he said that this was about basically like climate change, right? The melting of Antarctica. And if you look at the first look, it's basically an iceberg. And then the second look is the iceberg melting away. And the third look is it's water. And I get it. And it's breathtaking. The first look, yes, I get what you guys are saying, is it not being like sexy lingerie, but that's like more of like sexy lingerie. I loved it. Sexy lingerie maternity wear. Like, as a pregnant woman, I would like wear that and feel freaking gorgeous.
I didn't say it's bad. I just say not ready because he made like a lot of last minute changes.
Right.
Because
and the point you made where it was like he like played it off. That's like the only thing with Sergio. Like, he doesn't take feedback well, and sometimes it comes off as him being lazy instead of wanting to do the changes. It's like, no, I stick to my designs. So does Nancy. But we've seen her through the challenges make little small edits based on what Christian has told her or what other designers. With Sergio, you never see him change anything. Mm-hmm. And it does come off as like, in addition to just cocky, it's like a little lazy. But shout out to Nancy, because I did like when she defended him, and I felt it was very mature of her, and she was right. When I thought about it, I was like, yeah, we see him kind of being defiant with the judges, but you never see him throw shade to another designer. And my last point, and this is just for the judges and the production. Why does Sergio need one issue to stand for? Why does any designer need one issue to stand for? Your excuse was that other designers only have one issue that they stick to. If that's the rule of fashion, who made that rule? And why do we always have to stick to the rules of whatever you guys set? The one thing I feel with Project Runway, especially with the judges, is you represent sometimes what's wrong with fashion. Very closed-minded. You have to stick to what this is. This designer's done that, so it has to be, you can't ever do it again, or stick to one issue. It's 2020. There's so many issues out here. Why does a designer have to stick to one when there's so many people in the world to represent? In my defense of Sergio, I think he did great, and he deserves to make it to the end. And that's all I have to say.
I love it. She can't prepare.
She did.
I agree with you. Project Runway is very boxy, and there are a lot of shows. Yes, time. Okay, guys, predictions. What do you think is going to happen? All of them making it to the runway or not?
I hope so.
I don't have time for that. Okay,
I still think Nancy's my girl. She's who I am rooting for, who I think is going to make it. My prediction, though, is they're either going to get rid of two people or all four of them are going to go. Two people are going to make it to Fashion Week, or four people are going to make it to Fashion Week. I don't think it's going to be one or three. It's two or four.
I definitely agree with Cody. I think all four are going to the runway, and then I'm hoping Nancy's going to win.
Of course.
That's our girl.
I think all four are going to make it, and I think Nancy is going to probably either Nancy or Sergio, because I don't know, Jeffrey kind of, I don't know.
I agree. I think two or four going. I really hope that, I think that Nancy's going to win because she's bringing something different to the fashion industry, but it's Project Runway, so they're very boxed, so who knows? But it's all her or Victoria because she's so ready for retail. True. Anyways, guys, thank you, love you. I'll see you next week. Cody, where everybody can find you on social media?
I am on Instagram at Cody Epp, CodyYEPP.
And I am on Instagram at RealWilliams_.
At Jerosalyn Ziva, JeRosalyn Ziva.
And you can find me on I Am On Mikhail on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Love you so much.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.